You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Americans After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Americans After Show.
That music means
it's time for the show.
It's spy time.
Spy time.
I'm scared.
Spy time. Welcome to the Americans AfterBuzz After Show. I'm Joe Braswell. I am joined finally by my two co-hosts, not just one. One is Joe Flampolippo.
Nice to be here with you guys.
And the other is Jennifer Golden.
Oh my God, you actually said my name and not Jen the Jew. Weird.
I did not.
Hello,
AKA people. Jen the Jew, JTJ.
Hello, people of the world.
We're all here. This is something. This has never happened.
Last time we did like a cheer to you or something. I forget what we did.
Something.
Did you guys raise a glass? Did you guys talk trash?
No, I think.
Talk trash, probably.
Yeah.
That's good. That's healthier.
We're all here. We're all here for this wonderful episode, Behind the Red Door of the Americans episode.
Was it wonderful?
Episode 6. It was, you're a little, we're all a little scarred and disturbed about
PTSD.
What we saw.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
I mean, there were some nice moments.
What?
Well, there was some.
Yeah, there was that moment behind the alley there at the bar.
Oh, there was a moment where Carl was dying and Lucia held him.
She did.
I was referring to the full nude scene of Carrie Russell.
You would say that was a nice scene.
I thought that was nice. Okay. Man, so a lot going on. I mean, off the top, FX really pushing the boundaries here.
They really are.
At one time. Like, they put a lot in this one episode. I don't know why they did that to us.
What did we discuss it? We had IV drug use.
IV drug use. We had almost full nudity on Carrie Russell's part.
Well, from a certain point of view, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. And, full back nudity.
We had two very serious sex scenes.
Yes.
One involving Ronald Reagan.
There were three of them,
which actually turned me on.
I
was really hot.
Nothing like getting it while the Gipper looks on.
The Gipper looks on. one of all, and then the other involving Clark and Elizabeth
and yep. some identity issues.
Two involving them, right?
Who thought Clark and Elizabeth would get it on? Never. No, one.
What?
One or two?
No, they had two. They had one that was nice and normal. Remember where she was laying on her.
That's right.
And then we had the other one.
Animal. Right. Animal sex.
I want the animal. That's what you do with her. It's the same thing you do with me. You have to do something different.
And then we had the alley.
The alley.
We have the alley.
Yeah. So action-packed. And death.
Yeah.
what a way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of all the FX shows from The Shield, starting with The Shield on down, I mean, The Shield did a pretty good job of pushing the envelope. But this was as HBO pay cable as I've seen. I mean, I was really sort of shocked what I saw. I mean,
still
I loved
shocked.
It. But let's get into it. So, Behind the Red Door is a reference to the lovely new red door in Stan's household. Tomato Tango.
Tomato Tango Red.
House number 33, which we kept saying, why was there so much 33 up
there? Yeah, there was House 33, and there was another 33.
Somebody
reference.
Was 33 years old.
It was John Belushi.
John Belushi was 33 when he died.
Yeah, so they're discussing John Belushi's
and
death.
And 33 is a Masonic thing. And it's a club at Disneyland.
I know, Club 33. I know you're going to get that.
Ooh, I want to go.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, Joe's been.
Have you been?
No.
Liar.
I'm going to go.
Have you not been?
I've never been.
I'm going to go.
You going to go?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, but I somebody's getting me in.
All right, good. If you have Club 33, Jen wants to go, so you should probably hit her up.
We digress.
So, wait, isn't it also though like behind the red door, as in like behind what's happening in Russia and like the communism stuff?
It did feel like sort of a double meaning.
Right, a double.
Double on top.
Well, because there was the 70s or 80s famous porn movie Behind the Green Door. So it was a lot of like.
Ooh, maybe that's why there was a lot of sex because.
Behind the Red Door, there's that reference.
A lot of double Brett Favre's in this one.
Double Brett Favre's. also the red curtain. So
yes.
It was the Iron Curtain, wasn't it?
Yes. No. Yes.
Did someone paint my Iron Curtain red? Is that what
there
happened?
Are so many sayings in this one.
All right. There's a lot of sayings. We got to... Okay, so Behind the Red Door, that happened. We open the episode. We see Oleg and Stan. We sort of a continuation of that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cool last scene, what we saw from Oleg last week.
Oleg's hot.
Oh, you're on board with Oleg now.
Yeah.
Oleg's hot?
He got really hot tonight.
Wait. Hold on.
Or maybe he grew on me.
He grew on you.
I think he grew
on me. Like mold.
How did he get hot? Not in a negative way. Because
he took control.
Because he took control.
We all know I like power. Right. So he took control. He's not bad on the eyes. Mm-hmm. He, I don't know. Something with the, like, you've got 3 days. I was like, yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah, Oleg, I agree. I think
you
Oleg,
think he's hot, too?
I do. I think Oleg's turned the corner.
Yeah.
I said last week. I was in on Oleg last week.
You were in on Oleg from the beginning. You were like, he's going to run this.
Well, I knew something's going to happen, but in terms of a character, I'm like, I kind of like this guy. When he did this, the super counterintelligence move, I was like, hello, Stan.
Wait, but also, he... Not coincidentally at all. He, by purpose, is doing this with Arcady. Mm-hmm. But he made it seem like he's doing this, like, rogue. And I don't think Nina's really in trouble at all.
No, Nina's
I think
not
they're just
trouble.
Dangling that as, like, a way to get Stan to do what they want.
Well, Nina could theoretically be in trouble if this thing came public to the people beyond to the center. But in terms of what's going on in the Residentura, obviously Arcady has Nina's back. Now that Oleg knows the full story, he's running this special op,
right.
With Arcady, which was a great reveal, actually.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful reveal that Arcady's actually in on it, because I thought there were going to be adversaries. I thought that Oleg would be unseating Arcady, but that didn't happen.
Yet.
Right.
That's still yet.
There's still time.
So Stan's in deep doo-doo.
I'm so over Stan.
How can you be over Stan?
I'm over him because he needs to grow a pair, like the guy.
So Oleg drops down a 3-day, like, you got 3 days, and you're like, boom, F
you,
Stan,
I'm out.
I like
the guy in charge, really, is what it is.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just over Stan. He's lost a lot of power. He's like, just like Agent Gad said, you know, you're the one who's really in over your head, and it's true.
Right. So, yeah, so what do you make of Stan? What's going on with Stan now, Joe? What do you make?
I think Stan's been thinking with his crank too long. I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it, and he's gotten lost in his own deal. He felt like a stranger in his own house. That was rough. That dinner scene.
Yeah, but that's been going on for a long
time. Yeah, but that was the purpose of the scene, though, was to see, you know,
well,
his
also,
wife is.
Isn't
going
he
in...
preoccupied with the whole like Nina getting in like unsafety? Like she's unsafe, so he's like worried. I think he's preoccupied. Like he wasn't listening more that he was not paying attention to what they were saying than he wasn't. Like that he was a stranger. I think
we know the
more.
Show. We talk about the show being about double lives and these double lives. So Stan, we as the audience know more than obviously than the characters know. So to be able to see Stan knowing, oh my God, he's got ops in his head. He's got Nina. He's got Oleg. And he's sitting there and they're talking about Tomato Tango, Red Doors, and John Belushi. He's like zoned the F out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really, but he's been that way in the marriage for a while after whatever the hell happened in New Mexico in his last mission, which I still want to know, on his last undercover job.
Wait, New Mexico or New Orleans?
New Orleans. Yes. I don't know. Knew somebody.
Yeah.
But
with the bikers.
Well, I still want to see, like, flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
It just drives
me insane. Like, with long hair and a bandana.
Oh, yeah, God.
It's going to be the worst wig ever. That's going to be the takeaway. The takeaway is going to be the worst wig in history.
Noah Emmerich hinted that there may be some backstory for Sam.
Yeah, but where
for,
is
for
it?
Stan this year, so we'll see. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm just impatient. I want it now.
So, yes, I don't know. Stan, he's in trouble. I do think he's in over his head. And I am starting to feel sorry for him. But I do think that Stan is a thinker and he will sort of get his way out of it. I do believe him when he went to Nina and said, we'll figure this out, whether Nina's on board or not. I think Stan is going to be able to get in front of all of this.
Having never been to spy school, I don't know.
Clearly.
But I would imagine there are probably some days in spy school where they're like, here's the deal. You got to make sure you don't get run by your own operation, and you got to make sure that you don't start to believe things that are fantasy or actually reality. And
what
then,
if she's hot?
That, I think that's probably something they talk about in spy school too. And sometimes
they definitely
you'll
talk
go to bed
about,
with a Russian chick who's way too hot for you.
Right?
Yeah, they talk about sex. I think in spy
school. Okay,
well, they must. I would hope so. I mean, otherwise,
because they're using
really
it like
useless.
It's a tool. So
right. So yeah, I really interested to see what's going to happen with Stan. I love the scene where he goes to, he has to make that decision. You see his brain, sort of his mind working when Oleg's saying, you have to work for me now. And he's like, and he grabs him and he's like, I have to do this. It's like, I have no way out. I got to save Nina. And when he goes to get the files, and that when they're updating the files to the computers, he's looking around. It's just like, I can't believe I'm going to do this. Like, you can see him go like, I got to do it. And so he gets the dot matrix printer to print out this stuff. And he's still lost. I think he even tried to go to Gad, right? You know, that he had the
files.
Yeah,
Gad straightened him out, though.
I was happy with that. I think also, though, like, when you go to spy school, just like the Russians learned, you mm-hmm. sort of lose people sometimes, and that's just the nature of the game.
Right.
But he's really gung-ho on not losing Nina, which is respectful, but, like, Holmes.
I mean, obviously.
This is what happens. But stop loving her.
Well, he fell in love with her, but he also brought her into this. He recruited her. So it's a double thing. Like, even, like, he's the one who brought her, double guilt. He brought her in this world. He also swore multiple times that he would take care of her, everything's going to be okay.
He also swore to his wife that, you know, for better or worse. Yeah, well. His promises are a little empty, I would say.
Double life. Right. So he went to Gad, and Gad sort of let him know, and Gad was not happy to see him at his house.
No, that was rough, man. Yeah. I was like,
it was awkward.
Everything you saw in Gad's house was not for the world to see. It was just for him and his own personal.
What do you think's up with those two boys that were on top of the mantelpiece there? What's up with them?
It's a great backstory that we may or may not know the answer to, but I love it. It just gives this depth to Gad because we've only seen Gad in the office as this one guy.
Right.
And we go home and we know that he has his Asian wife, and there's some Vietnam story back there. And there's a stuff back there with Gad.
Props to the guys on the show because now you had an opportunity that you could do anything you wanted with it. You could be like, hey, it could be a cookie cutter house in the suburbs, you know, like
he could be like Stan.
But instead, you've taken he has a really cool idea that now Gad is like a double badass in our heads. Like he's got something going on.
Well, I mean, there's not one piece of the show that they don't. No one's lazy of the show. I mean, we talk about the guys in the show.
Right.
I mean, the production design, the writing, every character you see has depth and backstory. So it makes sense. We go to Gad's
house.
Such
a good show.
We're gonna see some stuff that makes us go. We know who this guy is, right. But he's not happy to see him. He tells him, straight away, I don't want to know what I've got a closed-door congressional hearing. I don't want to know what the hell you're going to say. Like,
don't tell me anything else I can't know. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then he told him, like, you're in over your head.
It was a little confusing, though, because in the previous episode, they were working together.
Right. But I think that what the line he crossed is, I'm willing to, I'm already got moved sideways now the office. I'm not going to take you down with me. I've got to do this hearing. That's fine. You need my help on this thing. Okay, cool. But don't come to my house with any of this bull-ish.
Right.
You know, like talking about Nina. Like, get out of here.
Right. So phone a friend.
Right. Not me.
No.
Not Gad. 1-800 not Gad. So that was great. So I feel Stan's out there. Stan's in the wind. We've already seen him.
He's got no one in his corner right now.
But I'll say this, though. It seems to me like hitting the reset button, he's getting smarter. Like the sit down with Nina at the end, like, hey, let's listen one thing for my superiors, which is total BS. He hasn't talked to any superiors.
Right.
He hasn't gone to anybody else. This is for him. I just need you to take a polygraph. So it seems to me like he's going back to start. Am I getting played? Let me start figuring out if I'm getting played.
How did I get in this mess? Is there a possibility that,
Absolutely.
Well, look from the previews that she's going to do it.
Well, she's going to practice it.
Well, she's doing it with the Russians. So she's practicing with in the
Oh, you guys are Torah. So smart. I didn't even notice that.
We're good at previews.
You are good at preview. You do.
We do.
We could.
We watch all the pictures that move and we see.
So, yeah, that's, we talked about this last week or the week before, how I just can't not think about how Stan's whole universe is just going to come crumbling in once he realizes that the woman that he loves is, a double agent spy. His best friend is the spy of the very spies he's been chasing.
Oh, yeah.
We've been saying, he
is one episode of reveals away from a total black hole.
Total meltdown.
But I think it's still so interesting, the parallel of their lives. Like, they are kind of one step away from a black hole, too, because they know that they're being followed and, like, that there's a looming death.
Right.
And then he also has his whole world about to crumble as well.
Right.
But, the other thing, I feel like I may be stretching it, but I don't think I am. I mean, it's kind of a...
we'll be the judge of it.
Maybe. You'll let me know.
Okay.
It seems it's a microcosm for the whole overarching deal. I mean, these guys are risking their lives on the Russian side and the American side for these ideals of governance, which are essentially they're all mirages anyway.
Right.
It's all a facade. I mean, the United States government, it's a thing, but it's run by an oligarchy on some level. And, and so all the ideals that we all live through and live by and all that, it's all a facade. Well, and so is the Russian government. So it's ironic to see these people living very real lives that are all, that are filled with facade here, lie here, facade here, lie here. But the overarching thing is all a construct too. It's kind of
what my man said, the aid guy who met the horrible heroin overdose demise. It's all a game.
Carl.
It's all a game.
Carl, yeah.
Politics is a game.
And we saw also
Carl.
Glimpses
of Carl. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, he loved
Carl. Really got the bad end of that.
At least he got, what a way to go. Not the heroin, but at least he got the whole
Reagan. You got Reagan looking on with a wink from the Gipper.
Yeah, and he's very pleased. Look at that picture of Reagan. Like, huh, Gipper?
Weird.
You do it.
You got a Reagan invitation in you? Please. No.
Was that about to happen? Do it.
It was. I changed my mind.
And go.
I don't have one.
Oh, lies.
It would have been all bad. Because Joe Braswell does not.
I would have never made it.
Now, he does not ever let me get away with a mediocre. If it's not picture perfect, he's like, it's the worst thing ever.
Little Reagan. Okay, so but we saw also glimpses of this when we had the whole Mossad episode. You know, like the Mossad agent was very much sort of like, we're just pawns in this game, and I know who I am, and you know who you are. And this,
he was a lot more realistic about the whole thing.
Sure, he was.
He's like, I'm just here doing my job.
And it's like, and we're seeing a more continuation of this week of like the implosion of who are we really? What are we really doing? What is our family? What is our marriage?
It's uncomfortable to watch them go through that.
What's our job? It's really with the addition of the plot line of the family being in danger this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sort of like brings everything home for both of them.
Yeah,
you see them coming apart and really questioning, who they are.
I like that they're doing that though, because those are all the questions that we had. How does this actually work?
How are they going to do that? How can they do this? But. Well, yeah.
Like, how do you go have sex with some other woman, pretend you're married, and then come home to your actual wife that now you guys are actually in love and dating in real life?
And how, there's that. Or how do you go and pretend to be your husband's wife's sister and go and find out that
he's
an animal. While you're drinking a tremendous amount of wine.
Yes.
I mean,
Box of wine.
That's a rough scene, man. I'm so bummed I missed this last week.
We talked about it. Your brother.
Your
brother is an animal.
When does that happen? When does a sister tell?
Never o'clock.
Right.
1990, never.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, we're guys. I certainly don't want to hear anything about my sisters from anybody. But maybe there's an inverse.
No, I pretend my cousins are asexual. Like my male cousins. I'm like, you don't do that. No.
Lulu.
Right. I'm like, no. I mean, because I don't have brothers. So that's why. But
Where they went with that. Well, I want to get into the whole, we need to really dig on this whole Andrew Larrick situation and Claudia. But I do want to touch on, I'm going to just skip to this whole, it didn't go the way I thought it would go, the Clark reveal, that whole conversation she had with Martha when she kept bringing it up. So here, Clark's an animal, huh? Clark's an animal. I'm like, oh no, she's going to bust him. She's like, yeah, give me some Clark. I'm like, huh? Okay.
That was unexpected.
I thought
that's where she was going to go.
Yeah,
really?
I do not understand women, clearly. But I loved it. I'm all, yeah, give her some Clark.
It could not end well. There was no way.
Never going to end well, but I could see where she was going with that.
I thought that was very, I thought the whole thing was very sexy when she's talking to him on the on the butcher's block, and she's so what's Clark like?
I think it might have something to do with camera placement.
Yes. I thought all that was hot.
And her ass.
I think this episode had a lot of very titillating, very sexy episode.
Yeah.
And then it turned all bad. We got both sides. We got some really cool sort of like sensual,
right,
sexy stuff, and then we got some horrific stuff at the same time.
I like the way they wrote like Philip. I really like the way they wrote Philip in this whole thing, because it's like, this is not, we're not doing this. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
this
is not. He's not into it at all.
This is creepy. And please don't make me do this. Please don't. And then he punished her, and he just got so mad. And we were.
I don't want to relive it.
I know.
Yeah.
We weren't sure how he punished her. We're still up. We're not sure.
It might have been, never mind.
Never mind. We're hoping it was less punishment than we think it was.
Right, but she was very
traumatized
by whatever happened.
I need a minute.
She was crying.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It was.
So I really want to like go home and rock and hold myself.
Yeah, that was
because I feel like this episode just was a lot.
Hear the crying game playing over you.
That's what it's, yes.
The ceiling fan scene where right? her just in the fetal position.
Oh, and man.
With the overhead camera.
By the way, great ceiling plan. That is best ceiling fan placement I've seen in television in years. Mm. That gets an award for me.
Film noir, do you?
Mm-mm, I thought it was beautifully done. There was no smoke, though.
But I do like the you know, where Philip does go in the mirror and sort of, you know, the whole who am I? Like, what are we doing here?
And takes off the wig.
We finally see that damn wig come off, like the bobby pins.
Which is not securely on there, so I'm still not sure how he has, like, animal sex with Martha and that it doesn't come off.
I said this, I don't know that that Martha knows from animal sex.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
Do we think that Martha knows? No. I don't know.
I don't know that Martha knows animal sex from regular sex.
Well, we saw that one time when, you know, Clark put it down under the covers.
Oh, true.
And Martha was very happy with what was going on there. But that was pretty much it.
It just means that the man knows how to take care of business. That's not animal sex.
Right. Boy, do we know how to break down an episode or what? Yeah. I'll tell you right now. Joe.
Oh, my heart.
Tell me more about animal sex, Joe.
Listen, when you're engaged in animal sex.
Yes. All right.
Rule number 43.
Let's get into that. So that was just a very, but I think the lesson there was, as we've seen, is like it's tough being a spy. It's tough with a double life. It's tough like trying to maintain a marriage. It's tough having this information and then wanting something new. And look, they're trying to keep things fresh and new. And I understand where Elizabeth's coming from. Philip is very much like, I don't want to be Clark. I want to be Philip.
Can we take a second and talk about Elizabeth for a quick second?
Yeah.
She's in a full-blown identity crisis that's gone on for the last three episodes.
Well, she's almost died.
Well, yeah.
And she saw her friends get killed. Well, she...
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I think that it
and
seems
And her kids
to,
are in danger.
Can I...
Yes.
Wait, but also that wasn't to spice things up, that she was like, be Clark.
No, I don't think
that
so.
That was like to like regain control, I feel like, or to be like, no, you're not going to just do that with her. Like,
It didn't feel like a boredom thing to me.
She was awkward
put on a clown
and testing
nose
him and weird. And
yeah.
So what does this Clark do?
That was weird girl stuff that was happening.
I don't understand women.
No,
I don't get it either.
She was having a moment.
But I want to unpack it briefly because it's been going on, like with that whole thing with the kid who got the paperwork for Larrick's paperwork. She had some weird stuff with him.
Yes.
And I think diving into that role she played, I think, brought up some more stuff for her. Then she's dealing with Lucia.
Yeah.
Lucia. And so she's got to play the role of like the older operative.
Which I loved. I love seeing that. We saw it a little bit. We saw it last week and this week with Philip dealing with the new handler, like him being the sort of senior officer in this week too. Like, you know, you shouldn't be drinking. You know, what are you doing? And he's very much like, I'm in control. Same thing with Elizabeth, to see her act as a senior officer, give this advice, you know, be sort of the Claudia to this young woman.
Lucia,
who is having a rough time.
Right.
But knowing what she's going to do, I think, it looking back on the scene in the congressman's office, it makes more sense in retrospect than it did when you're actually watching it in real time. Because, you know, the girl's having sex with what's his name?
Carl.
With Carl. And it didn't seem particularly awful, but she was really screwed up about it. Elizabeth was going through some stuff. And then later on we find out, oh, well, you know, you have to kill Carl.
I think
she's going to have to make this girl kill Carl.
Right. Yeah. I think her issue is, like, it's getting real. I think she's over doing these things that are personal just to do the job.
Yeah. I think, well, she's definitely having some problems. I do like the way they had Lucinda.
Lucia. You guys are terrible with names. Carl, Lucia.
The way they had Lucia very much is sort of a young Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
She's very...
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, she's like, I can do anything. I'm here for the cause, and I haven't slept with them, but I can sleep with them right now. I can kill them too. And she's like, all right, let's see. I don't think you can do it. It's not so tough.
Right.
And not so easy. But anyway, I want to talk about Andrew Larrick.
Okay.
Because we finally, you know, they finally got to engage him, and sort of there was their moment. They finally figured out they got enough on him to get him in the room and see whether or not he was the one who assassinated
Leanne and Emmett.
Thank you, Jen.
You guys know facts about the 80s. I will remember the names.
JTJ is good with the names.
I got nothing on names. Leanne and Emmett.
Who are you guys?
Frank.
Frank and Frank.
Good. Okay. Carry on.
So it's where that scene where they dress up as CIA officers and they put them in a special site. And, you know, Andrew Larrick was having none of it. He was very, very suspicious, and they were on their game with all the right files and with all the right information. And it was a great scene. I love the whole, you know, Elizabeth, you know, pulling up the skirt to reveal the gun, and he's going to do it. And it turns out he probably didn't kill her, and there's under something, they're under something bigger. That was cool, and sort of the introduction into history-wise, Joe, the whole Iran-Contra-Afghanistan situation.
Ugly mess, man. Ugly mess.
And he kind of looks like Ollie North, too, this guy.
You know, they said, yeah, right. I don't think he's supposed to be Oliver North.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying it reminds me of a...
I love that kind of... He's the kind of guy where... The kind of character where I get, like, I get jealous of almost. Like, I'm like, how do you know what to do? Like, the kind of guys that just... They know what to do. I'm like, I would be shitting myself.
Right.
You line me down. We're CIA. You're... Oh, no.
Yeah. He's like, no, you're CIA, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? I think you're fishing. How about that?
Yeah.
But, this whole thing that we're going to unpack is such an ugly, ugly, ugly... And... Frankly, I think, you know...
What time in our history?
Yeah, forgotten. Yeah. Like, it's something that's been blown over. We've all gone, not a big deal. Yes, a big deal. It set up everything for our current mess in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
This whole effing thing got started there, right then, with all this mess.
Right.
And it's just, what they said about, what they said when they were in bed, I think the scene you were paying very close attention to, you know, about every time that there's something good happening down there.
All I heard was ass, ass, ass.
That's all you saw.
Okay. I blacked out. What happened?
One sentence at a time. Okay. You couldn't hear and see at the same time. Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
What happened in that scene, Joe?
They were saying that anything down in South America that's good, we end up killing it. Mm-hmm. And that is, it was true. It still remains a little bit true. Not as much as it used to be because we can't do as much as we used to do. But it really is something else. And the history of the time is almost forgotten by a lot of people. A lot of people just don't even know what happened.
Well, this is the cool thing about this show. We get to revisit some of these, you know, to all of this Cold War stuff, everything from Star Wars to, you know, to Afghanistan and to, you know, what our relationship was with Russia at the time. So it's very interesting. But we do find out that he's probably not the guy. They think on their feet. They go back and report to Claudia. And another cool scene where they sort of figure out what they must do next. And to try to figure out who's the actual killer, who's in charge. But they do get an important piece of intel.
From Claudia.
Later, I'm talking about intel from Larrick. There's a larger, the code word, which I do not remember, the big thing that they're working on.
Nicaragua?
No, it's called Opera.
Oh, Marshall Eagle.
Thank you. God, thank God for you.
That's what I'm here for today.
Marshall Eagle. It
seems like it's the beginning of the School of the Americas, I think is what it's called. Right. And that was basically, and I'm pretty sure it's still operating today, it's where we bring people from other countries.
Yes.
And we bring in military people from other countries, and we train them here to do whatever it is we think they should be doing in their country.
Right.
And
for us.
for our
interests.
Yeah, or that's a better way to put it. So it's for our companies or for our government, whatever it is we feel we need. So we've been doing that. We've been doing that since the end of World War II.
Right.
And in this particular instance, we were training these guerrillas, these Contras, essentially on the best ways to terrorize the areas they lived in.
Right.
And they had roads where they had thousands of people decapitated, and they lined the roads with heads. And the things that they did are staggering. If you get into it online, it'll blow your mind.
And they all taught them how to. And we taught them how to do that stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So guys like Andrew.
Now go home and chop off some heads.
Guys like Andrew Larrick, you know that character. He's not a very sympathetic character in general. This guy.
No.
Larrick. He's definitely an a-hole. So they realize that their thing is their new mission is to assassinate the field commander, one of the field commanders of this of one of these camps. They get all that intel, they get all the information. They then realize that to really get exactly what they need, they're going to have to reveal themselves as Russian spies to Larrick. I do love how Larrick in the room was like, they're like, well, we know you're a spy. We know that you gave information to the Russians. He's like, okay, yeah, but if you burn me, you burn a guy in the KGB, so I walk out of here. So what? I'm a spy.
Yeah.
What? Get off me, CIA. Like, yeah, that's a badass.
Yeah, if you figure it out, that means somebody over there talks.
The CIA
and if you
comes
blow
to
me,
you
that's
and says,
him.
We know you're a double agent. He's like, yep, so what are you going to do? I got to go. So now they're going to flip and say, actually, we work for the KGB. And he's gonna be like, okay, whatever.
He did him one better. He got finished with his buddy under the stairs, and there's Phil. And he doesn't even bat an eyelash.
Yep. He's like,
pulls his pants up and he's like,
boom. I knew you weren't CIA.
I knew you weren't
CIA.
Well,
he is a Navy SEAL. I feel like he's just not afraid.
Right. That's very true.
And that's how they do it.
They're not afraid.
So we did.
I'm not afraid.
No.
Nope.
Don't do that.
Wait, you would do that, but you wouldn't do your Reagan impression?
It's all bad.
You're ruining things
but
for
we
me.
Did get some intel from Claudia. And, yes. And it's been a big question amongst us here in the room is, do we believe Claudia? Do we believe her motives? She's always, last season was very murky as in that, whether or not she was, you know, she had them kidnapped and she had them tested right. And all that stuff to test the resolve. This year, she seems to be genuinely concerned about their well-being and genuinely concerned right. about
as it turns out, she might be genuinely concerned about covering her ass.
Well, she I don't think it's about covering her ass so much as it's about her. She feels responsible.
Right. She feels like it's on her if they right. die.
And that was revealed. I think that finally, that in that moment with Claudia and Elizabeth, you see Elizabeth actually believes her. And I feel like that she cracked and she sort of melted as well. You know, in that
right,
exchange.
And this whole issue was because Claudia started dating somebody because she was lonely.
Yeah.
Then revealed her true self, which is so strange because, like, if Philip did that with Martha,
right,
where would he be at this point? Like,
oh, yeah.
I think they would crucify him.
Yeah,
but,
he'd be dead.
So she reveals herself to this human whom we don't know who it is, but she yes. thinks that he.
Man or woman?
Man.
Joe?
She I don't
said,
know.
She said he.
Oh, okay.
She did say it because I was listening closely because I was like, I don't know for sure.
Right.
So she revealed herself. He then possibly told somebody else who then killed Leanne and Emmett.
Yes. And what it's also doesn't seem to be was why she's so concerned is who knows what she revealed who she is. That means that Elizabeth and Philip are in danger as well.
Absolutely.
But if she reveals who she is, did she also then say, and I know Leanne and Emmett and I know Philip and Elizabeth. Like, did she tell all that information to this person?
At the point that she reveals herself and then to whoever and whoever tells whoever, then all it takes is someone just following her. Following
yeah,
her,
follow up the, follow her, who follow what's going on, who's talking to.
They do surveillance on her and then they start taking people out.
I mean, I never understand how people get in the position they're in.
Spies.
No, like, she's senior in yeah. some way, right?
It's a lonely, she said, it's a lonely post.
You know, it's
lonely,
interesting.
It's lonely out there.
She's next.
Hard out there for a what do you call her?
A pimp spy.
Yeah.
A spy pimp.
It ain't easy yes. being a pimp.
Spy.
Spy. I don't know. You know, I've got my wife's grandfather is 92 this year, and it's interesting to try and
spy,
figure
right?
out not a spy.
Okay.
It's interesting to try and figure out the motivations for the things he does or doesn't do, or what like you know because I have never been there. So right. we've never been 30 years in the field in another country.
Sure.
Blah blah. We don't know what those pressures become. We don't know how far down the rabbit hole you go.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it's not like Claudia, I just feel like she just kind of screwed up or got yeah. lonely and kind of got open.
Why doesn't she have a husband?
I mean, I think she... They
didn't she?
Mention.
Wasn't she with the handler, the handler from last season?
Yeah, she's been around for a while.
Oh, I remember that. That's weird.
But there's also a theme there. We saw both sides of that. There's a real parallel there because we saw Claudia, who's at the end of her career, saying that it's lonely and sometimes you just fall for people and that's what happens. And then we see Lucia at the beginning of her career also falling for someone. And then we see where Philip and Elizabeth are in the middle dealing with, you know, the realities of love and spy and sex. So
I like that that Claudia said she was wrong about Philip.
Yes.
Because in the beginning, she was sort of like saying we should send him back.
Oh,
or like,
definitely. Like, she you know, she was definitely a foil. You mm-hmm. know, and now
well, at that time, Philip was kind of wavering. He was kind of.
He was. So was Elizabeth.
Yeah.
F this. Let's go to Colorado. Where did they want to go? Was it Colorado?
I don't remember.
They wanted to bounce out. They wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah. But he did in the pilot. So I'm team Claudia. I think except for the fact she could be a possible traitor to the Russians who. I shouldn't care about because I'm American, but I don't know who I'm rooting for on the show.
I don't know that she was a traitor so much as she just screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, she slipped
I'm
up.
Pro Claudia. I think that she's on the up and up.
I'm not pro Claudia. Okay. I don't really care about her.
New girl, I don't buy a new girl. I'm not.
I don't either.
What do we think about her? Do we have a name for her?
She's 13. Is she out of high school yet? That was a great question.
Line, yeah, great
I don't
Claudia.
Remember her name.
She's,
let's call her Girl Scout Cookies.
The one name I don't remember.
But you last week seemed to think that she was going to try to get at Philip, though.
I think that, I don't know that she's going to try to. I think that there's going to be something that happens between them.
She's awful, you know, she's awful swaggy, too. She's like the female Oleg.
She's got confidence. She's totally got confidence.
She seems like a new account manager. If like you've ever been dealing with a company for a long time, and they're like, "This is your new account manager, Jim." He's like, "Hey, I'm just here to help. I want to make sure we get to." I'm like, "Oh shit, Jim, back up." That's who I feel like she is. She's Jim.
But she did do some interesting body language in the bar. Like she should have faced him.
Definitely leaned in close.
Leaned in close. Mm-hmm.
Why are these handlers women?
I don't know.
I wonder. I wonder what that's about.
Don't bother me none.
I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. I'm just curious. You two should know these things with all your facts.
We don't know anything about
them. Awesome. Next time.
I like to be handled by
Moving on.
All right. So, we do like the new handler. I don't know where I'm going.
How long are you going? But you're going there slow. That's the worst part. You're like, I'm just going to go there.
I'm trying to bail out of
my own bad joke. It's just left to die. All right. So, yeah, so now we know, we do know now the calls are the signal, because you and I were confused about that last week.
Right.
So when she receives those calls.
Yes, about the best service they can get.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So that's a signal to go out and have the conversation with the...
With the new handler.
With the new handler.
Handler is Nuevas.
And that's all. I don't know, man. I think that's really all I got. I mean, so to recap, do we think... Oleg and Arcady are working together.
Yep.
And then they're there to sort of take out Stan. Do you think Nina's in on the Oleg Arcady situation?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
She's 100% in on it.
100%.
I'm going to go in.
Hey, the three of us, let's figure this. We know we can really ask Stan.
She's not done. She is going after Stan for blowing homeboy's head off.
Yeah.
That is not over.
Yeah, she's not into Stan. She doesn't care.
This is the long game for her.
So it's not Arcady and Oleg like running Nita.
No.
Okay. So she's in on it. Okay.
Oh, she's in.
She's been in for a while.
Interesting. So Stan's really just effed.
Stan is well and truly screwed.
Okay.
Bye, Stan.
And he doesn't have his boy Gad yet.
Gad's gonna straighten him out. Gad. Right. Well, I'm really interested in Gad now. I want to have like the Gad breakdown.
Yeah.
Me too.
Gad needs his own web series,
right? Web series Gad.
So we have Marshall Eagle. That mission or that.
I'm interested to see more of the like history happen.
We'll see. You know where Andrew Garrick goes. Andrew Larrick. I'm sorry, and how that we see that from the previews. There's some sort of meeting and. It looks like they're going to take him. Once they get what they need from him, they plan on taking him out.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to know that, too.
Elizabeth. And yeah. I like that line in the preview that was like, oh, you came alone? And she was like, yeah, well, he has the better shot.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
sneaky.
Let's see. We've got, Philip Elizabeth. Oh, we did one thing we should mention that Paige made up with, Elizabeth Softened.
I like that. So she quit softball or volleyball.
Yes.
And she's preferring to spend more time in her church group where they just listen to music and eat snacks. That's
and, you
so
know,
cute.
The communist people who aren't down with that at all, but who love their daughter more, are okay with that.
And her reason is that she doesn't want to be a liar. She's not a liar.
Yes.
I like that.
One in the family.
Yeah, right. He's the only truthful person in the family.
Well, Henry doesn't lie.
Where's Henry?
Henry was cast in a commercial or something.
I'm telling you they're saving money. They're like, you know, we got to pay Henry how much? We don't need Henry in this episode.
Is he at Buddy's house? Where's Henry?
Maybe he's in school. I don't know. He's somewhere.
All right. Do we have news and gossip? Do you remember it?
No, I left it in the car.
Left it in the car.
I know that, it exists somewhere, but it's just
you'd
not
be the worst spy.
Physically here with us in this moment. But you
I
know what?
I have the plans. I do, but they're in the
it's
car.
Time to break in. Where's the blueprints?
I can tell you,
you guys.
I can tell you the headlines. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
AfterBuzz.
We'll make this quick. So we know Kerry Russell and Matthew Reese dating.
Yes.
They like go to the movies, I guess, and so they're dating for real.
Yes.
That's in one story. The next is there's an Americans Museum exhibit in D.C.
What?
Which may not be D.C. at all. It could very well be Baltimore.
Okay.
But you know what?
Somewhere on the East
Bing
Coast.
This is hot is news. Useful for these kinds of things.
Hot news. Hot,
well, hey, we got this.
Wait, there's a third one.
Baltimore's not that far
from
D.C.
About, okay, anyway. It's about wigs.
Oh, wigs.
Just a story about wigs. it was a story about wigs, and you guys should all go read it. It's online.
Right. Well, that's good.
All
because
right, well,
you know what, though? We talk about the wigs and how weird they are. Somebody else also is talking about them.
So it's the wigs specifically in the Americans, not wigs in general.
Wigs in the Americans.
That would make more sense. That makes your Google search a little more specific.
Yeah.
There
you go. That was the news. Big stuff.
How about some predictions?
Riveting.
Oh, man. Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
JTJ.
Still predicting something will happen between Philip and Handler.
Okay. Chelsea?
Is that her name?
Chelsea Handler.
She left, or she's leaving her show. I am available.
She's leaving her show?
Call me.
Who says you don't have news and gossip?
No, well, there you go. I think everyone knows that, though.
Okay. Joe, what you got?
Sorry.
That was terrifying. I think that with Oleg and Stan, it is my suspicion that Nina is not going to pass this polygraph test, even if she decides to take it, even if she passes it on the Russian end, she's not going to pass it on the FBI end. And I think Stan is going to have to come to terms a little bit with the pact that he's been played. And I think that that he's going to get wounded. But I don't think he's
going
to get killed.
Oh, really? You're going that far deep?
I'm going that deep.
I'm wounded emotionally or wounded physically?
Both. I think he's going to get. I think he's going to get shot, and I think he's going to get emotionally damaged
Cast
by getting
crutches?
Shot. I'm going shoulder sling.
Shoulder sling.
Shoulder sling. I'm feeling the shoulder sling.
It's going to be rough.
Shoulder sling is good.
It's going to be rough.
That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. I
Andy's going to have his jacket draped over it, so he'll have that cool, like, right, you know, that jacket draped over it while I'm in the show.
I'm still waiting for my new FBI guy from Atlanta to come in.
I think he did. I think it was that tall, goofy white guy.
I don't know. I'm holding out for my.
I don't think there's an angry black man in our future coming on this show.
It's got to happen. Okay, so my prediction is very similar. I think Stan is gonna. I think Stan's gonna come out better than we think he is. And we know his whole world. He's in bad shape right now. But I think Stan is pretty resilient. He's been through a lot. I think he's gonna ultimately get the best of Arkady and Oleg and maybe Nina.
Right now, Stan is a one-man army. Like, yeah. That's all we see for the FBI right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, so I think Stan is going to, very similar to you, I think that it's going to look like they got him where they want him, but he's going to flip the script and then be back in control.
Let me toss out one more prediction whilst we're predicting.
Sure.
I think that Elizabeth is going to have much more of a breakdown. I think there's going to be a full-blown freezing in the middle of an operation breakdown.
I second that.
I mean, she already banged the Mossad's head.
A lot.
With the trunk.
There's something
going to
come.
I also think that something is going to go down between Martha and Clark, where Clark sort of like snaps too. I think there's a lot of snapping that's going to be happening. Wow. It's going to be
a lot of tension. Bang, ding, ding, ding. Everybody's pulled really taut.
Peeps are really tense because it's parallel with what's happening in the Cold War.
Right.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's freezing.
On that note.
I wonder what's going to happen with Martha and the next time Martha and Clark.
I just said that.
Do it. No. I mean, like, I wonder if Clark is going to
be an animal.
Yes.
Or not be an animal, and then it will reveal that he was never once an animal.
There you go.
And Martha doesn't know from animal sex.
And that's the moral of the story, guys.
Back to animal sex. We'll end on that. Joe Flippo, where can we find you?
You can find me on the Twitters at Joe Flippo, JoeFlippo, and my website is josephsanflippo.com.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jen the Jew. My website is jennifergolden.com and my Facebook is Jennifer Golden. I'm also a Two Drunk Girl member.
Yes. And the other Two Drunk Girl is not here.
The One Drunk Girl.
The One Drunk Girl.
Wait, for Halloween, we're going to be Two Drunk Ghosts. I figured it out last night.
Oh,
I know.
That's hot.
I know.
Two Drunk Ghosts. A hot scoop. Who says you don't have news and gossip?
That's it. News and gossip.
That's a hot scoop. I'm Joe Braswell. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe K. Braswell. Joe K. Braswell on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week for episode 7 of The American Season 2. See you later.
Download the AfterBuzz app.
Download the AfterBuzz app.
Right
Thank you,
now.
Phil. Right now, we have a brand new app. It's fantastic. Check it out. It's available on iTunes and on the Android store and the iTunes store. It's wonderful. You can download all our shows and listen to whatever you want and see us all and do a whole bunch of other stuff. Check it out. Thank you. We really will see you next week.
Yep.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.